This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Furrowed brows don't make for great radio. You can't actually hear the scrunching up of foreheads, but if you could, you'd be hearing them in HR departments from Wall Street all the way to Silicon Valley. It's bonus season right about now, and a lot of industries pay their bonuses. And it is an extremely expensive set of transactions, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, but not because of the bonuses themselves.
Chris Ochterbeck was pretty happy at a sales job in the oil business until he wasn't.
Some of the strategy and some of the behind the scenes that just started to be a little bit more discouraging.
He knew he wanted to quit, but he didn't because money, as in bonuses.
Because of the shares vesting at the end of the year, as well as the commission payout, it all just kind of made sense to wait out a few more months.
But when he got that bonus, he was so out of there.
I think my bosses were definitely surprised at my departure.
The thing is, this happens every year around bonus time in industries from Silicon Valley to Wall Street to big law firms. Bonuses drop and employees get the hell out. This is an expensive problem.
You know, the cost of losing an employee is much, much higher than it seems.
Josh Burson is principal of Burson by Deloitte at Deloitte Consulting. Yeah, sure, there's the recruiting, the advertising cost, the time required, morale is hurt.
The bigger problem is that you lose the learning curve of that person. The first few months that you have an employee, you're really not actually making any money by having that person because they're learning how to do their job, so they're relatively unproductive.
In dollars, the cost of replacing an employee can be 1.5 to sometimes 3 times the position's annual salary. And there's another cost. Some departing employees have sticky fingers.
There's certainly a spike in discovered or suspected data theft immediately after the bonus season is over.
Winston Crone is with Kivu Consulting, a cyber forensics firm. And in this job market, where it is a lot easier for people to find another job, it is a lot easier to quit. And growth industries like Silicon Valley have sent out armies of poachers. Again, Josh Burson with Burson by Deloitte.
It's actually very cyclical with the economy. Right now, out here where I live, the job market is so hot. Talent acquisition and HR execs are in a panic.
So companies are trying to figure out if you're going to quit beforehand, possibly even before you know yourself.
Sometimes just seeing changes in behavior in computer usage or downloading or other types of communications can be a sign you may have a group of people who are unhappy.
Christine Lyon is a partner at law firm Morrison & Forster.
And I think what we'll see over time with big data especially is more employers trying to kind of read the tea leaves.
David Weisbeck does exactly that. He's chief strategy officer at Vizier. They help companies use big data to predict who's at risk of leaving.
Yeah, it may seem a little bit like magic, but I promise you it's not.
It goes well beyond checking whether someone is updating their LinkedIn profile.
People tend to leave in patterns. They don't tend to leave from a statistics point of view, in pure randomness.
Vizier sifts through a lot of data to look for these trends.
Organizations collect more data about employees than we ever have.
These days, employees are tracked in the interview process before they're even hired. They're tracked in orientation, in training.
We know what they're paying them. We know what benefits they have. We know what they're claiming in benefits and when.
The patterns that Vizier susses out are different for different companies.
We had one organization that is... Well, I'll say they're in a prairie state. They have to do a lot of relocations of talent.
So they started looking at how far away new hires were from home, from where they grew up.
And what the relationship was between that and turnover. And they found a very strong relationship there.
Other useful info? When was the last time someone was promoted? Is she underpaid, even if she doesn't know it? Weisbeck says his algorithms are 10 times more accurate than guesses from people in HR. He says it can give companies time to convince people to stay.
Look at those individuals now and understand what are their drivers and what would make them more successful in an organization.
So you might have an algorithm to thank for your next raise. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.